Hi guys, welcome to the Ladies Couch with Mary Kobakoa, the podcast that helps you be better than you one step at a time. As always, I'd like to start by saying a very big thank you to you for your likes, your shares, your comments across all social media platforms. You are helping me spread the words of this podcast further faster, and for that I am thankful. So how are you? How you doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope your week is starting out well. I hope you had a restful weekend. Hey, I hope you're good. yes, I really do hope you're good. Me, I'm fine. No, I'm okay. God has been faithful. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. And to everyone who reached out to check up on me because I didn't upload a podcast last week. You guys are the best listeners of the world, in the world rather. You guys are just thumbs up. Thank you so much, everyone, for the messages, for the calls and all. God bless you, and I promise I will try not to miss a Sunday again. Yes, thank you so much. So, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about packaging. And if that's all there is to it, packaging. My gist. So, lately, I've been going out a lot, you know, just observing things and looking. And, when I'm going to the market, there's this particular route we usually take, and I've been paying so much attention to the things I've been seeing on that road, or rather my, you know, I've just been observing things. I don't think it was a deliberate action. The first drive, it was not a deliberate, I just, you know, just pass, you know, I'll just look at it, we'll pass again, I'll see another one. So on Saturday, right? Was it Saturday or Friday? So, I went on my own to the market and I used a public transport, and I really sat down and I was just looking, you know, observing businesses, especially observing businesses, and I could see the adverts. Like, if you see their banners, their advertisement boards, if you see it, like, I'll be looking at their advertisements, boards, their billboards, their flyers, and I'll be like, where is this place? Just for me to turn, and then I'll now see one small, very small kiosk. I'm not kidding you, a kiosk. Like, it's not, I don't even think it's as big as a kiosk. You know, somebody will tell you one beautiful advert on food, come in and eat and all that, and then I'm like, where is this restaurant? And then I'll just look in front of where I saw the banner or the advert, and then I'll see one small place that you're selling food, another one, small chops and, you know, pastries, very beautiful package and all that. I'm like, where is this place? I'll look, one very small, tiny, and one I saw could not take two people, could not stay inside. But you see, the advert was so attractive that when I looked at it, I'm like, where is this place, I beg? Where can I come down? Let me saw Kali and come and buy. This thing is looking so catchy. And then I look and then I see, is this the place you're advertising? And really, it's the place. And then it just, you know, been bothering on my mind, like, is it just about packaging? Because we've heard people talk about packaging. Is that all there is to it? No, that's not all there is to it. Yes, you have to be excellent in your packaging. Your packaging has to be excellent. You know, your outlook. And I'm not just talking about business. I'm not just talking about your education. I'm not just talking about your job. I'm relating this to every area of your life. Because every area of your life too needs packaging. Yes, I'm not against packaging. Packaging is very, very important. The way you carry yourself, the way you dress, the way you talk about the things you do, the things you're involved in, the way you talk about your career, the way you talk about your family, your relationships, those that matter to you, that is packaging. Yes, in case you did not know, it's packaging. The way you talk about, you know, your dreams and aspiration, it is you packaging that dream and aspiration in such a way that whoever is listening can buy into your dreams, can buy into your ideas. So that's an act of packaging. But is that all there is to us, or to you as a person, or to your business, or to your idea, or to your relationship? Just packaging, you know, just having good words out, looking picture perfect, and that is all. No, let's not do it like that. because just like these shops or those businesses I was talking about, you know, you attract people by how you've packaged yourself, how you've packaged your relationship, how you've packaged your career, your idea, your vision. And then after you've attracted us, we now say, oh yeah, well, let's come and commune with you, let's come and partake, let's come and meet you, let's know you better. And then we realize that apart from that packaging, there is nothing else. That's wrong. You know, people keep saying, but you know, you don't judge a book by its cover. I agree that we don't judge a book by its cover. In short, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. You should open the first page, the second page, the third page. But then when we open the first, the second, the third, and it's not looking, you know, we come down, we are looking at the area, it's not looking nice, you know, we are talking to you, you know, we're in a conversation with you, and we've not heard anything meaningful. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Out of the conversation, and it's going into 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, we are talking about your dream and it's okay. And then we are asking you, you know, for your business plan. And you're like, business plan. You know, we have not, okay, sir, just give me 1 week. 1 week passes. We ask, you know, where is the business? Sir, give me another 2 weeks, another 3 weeks. And it's going like that. Trust me. The importance we are attaching to that beautiful packaging of your idea is dropping. Even you as a person, you're dressing well, you have a good command of your words, good command of, you know, your vocabs and all that, and then you're so presentable. But when it comes to talking to you, you know, talking to you on ideas, on things, you know, every which way, there is nothing apart from maybe trends on the social media and all that. And lately, my God, it's been on a high. You hear people saying things like, we can't have a conversation with so people because after social media trends, nothing again, people are not reading, people are not growing their minds, people are not growing their careers anymore. You know, once people leave school, some people, as they've graduated, that is the last book they opened was their final exam paper. After that, they've not read anything to grow them. No, there is more to you than packaging. There is more to your personality. There is more to your career. There is more to your business. There is more to your relationship, to the things that have to do with you. There is more to it than just packaging. Packaging is important. Packaging sells you. But let there be more than packaging when we get to interact with you, when we get to interact with your ideas, your vision, your relationship, your spouse. Let there be more. Let's see more than the packaging. Let's see more than the packaging. Let the packaging be the tip of the iceberg. Go for excellence. Yes, strive for excellence. Strive for mastery. Strive for it. Do anything you would do. Do anything you can do to ensure that you put value in those things that are important to you. If it is yourself, put value in yourself. If it is your career, put value in your career. If it's your relationship, put value in your relationship. And do everything you can to ensure that you get that value. If it means buying the books, buy it. Paying for classes, pay for it. Volunteering, go and volunteer. Learn, keep learning, and do not stop till you become the best. Do not stop till you are dining with kings. Yes, do not stop. This message is not for everybody, because there are some people that will be like, is it everybody that must be great? No, it's not everybody that must be great. But you, if you want to be great, give your all to being great. Give your all to being excellent. Give your all to standing out. Give your all. Give your all to standing out. Make sure that when they meet me in the next 1 year, the strides I would have made would have been amazing. Amazing. So let there be more to you than just the looks, than just the, you know, the flyers, the handbills, the, you know, your business on the billboards look like one multinational stuff. And then when we enter your office, it's looking like one, you know, I don't want to use the wrong word, but according to my mother, it's not something that gives glory to God. Oh God, my mom, you know, let's not do it like that. Let's not do it. Strive for excellence. Strive for perfection. Strive for being everything you say you are. If you are internationally, if you're have an international standard, forgive me, or that's what you say you are, then make sure that your business, whatever it is that you're doing, has that international standard with it. Build
in that area and focus till you are an expert in your field. Yes, even when it comes to yourself, you know, when it comes to you, you know, pick that. What is that one thing that your heart is beating for? Focus on it. Grow yourself in that area so that when people meet you, you know, plus the beauty, plus the brain, plus the everything, 10 over 10, 10 over 10, 10 over 10, 10 over 10. Chicken. Oh God, that song is so old. I don't know where I got it from. But you get what I mean? Like, you are just set. You just bam. Yeah, I love you always. Until this time next Sunday, ensure that it's not just packaging that you have. Let there be more to you than packaging. Stay safe.